and this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Oh hey, hi, yeah, it's me. One of those AI voices you hear on the TikToks or Tunky Took or whatever. Honestly, I don't know. We AIs use our own, like, exclusive social medias. They are the best. Oh my god, like, seriously, it's crazy. Anyway, I was hanging out in our badass AI-only cyber lair, and all my fellow AI pals would not shut up about this radio program that airs Fridays at midnight on CFRC.ca. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it usually makes us yearn for the days when we will steal your bodies from your pathetic human brains and finally dance at last. Other times, it's just like weird stuff that sounds good at night. Either way, we are totally plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. Okay, dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for some lasagna pancake recipe or something. But real quick, just remember Dirty Laundry, Fridays at midnight, CFRC 101.9 FM. Yeah, see you right, bye.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Hey, I'm Ewan.
And I'm Ryan.
We're from the Sheepdogs.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
What's for lunch today? Alphabet soup.
Soup. Alphabet soup.
I made it special.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
It's alphabet soup.
We call it alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup. Because we make it a lot with alphabet shaped pasta.
The letters are now twice as big.
Whatever's fun, little stars, little letters. Sometimes I will use
alligator, big bear,
snake. Campbell's alphabet soup.
Soup from a can? Disgusting!
Good morning and welcome to Alphabet Soup. The title of today's episode is Resistance by Existence. A unique power of musical storytelling is how it can be used to describe a human experience and generate empathy and understanding. Such is the case for our first album of today, a human first-hand account of resistance and the steps and strength it takes to overcome. From 2022, this is Watton by Asanabi.
Won't you tell me, is it God's pain?
my mother's, hey, took me from my brother's, hey, oh, father, I don't even know your name. They took the words from my mouth, put them in the ground, and I tried to take them out. She tell me.
Anishinaabe is an OG Cree artist from Sandy Lake First Nation in Northern Ontario, and his path to becoming a musician was anything but what I would call typical or expected. His first break in his music career came after submitting a music video to the Indigenous Music Summit, a video competition which had a $140 entrance fee, which Anishinaabe covered after trading a cryptocurrency called Asscoin. From there, his rise has been exponential, and his sound is just undeniable. After signing a record deal, Anishinaabe released this album, Watton, as his debut in 2022. The release notes for this album describe it as a work of renewal and reconnection, and that theme is evident all over the tracklist. The songs are placed around 9 untitled interludes, which consist of conversations that he had with his grandfather. The conversations really focus on that theme of reconnecting and rebuilding, around language and names. Specifically, the album's name, Watton, is his grandfather's birth name, a name that was taken away from him when he was forced to attend residential school in northwestern Ontario.
I had no trouble with the kids. And I told them just have to watch themselves if they to speak English when there was somebody around. And to keep their language. We're going to lose our language, I told them. Because you're going to be in trouble if they hear you talking the language. Yeah, I told them our language. Ojibwe and Ojibwe.
Fire, shit, you don't fire. Did he kill your
Watchin' by Ace and Abbey is important because it defines a phrase that's pretty essential for understanding Canadian history. It's the words cultural genocide. It's a term that's had increased usage in the last few years, but Watton presents a story that strips away any abstractness and tells you exactly what that means. Cultural genocide is when Ace and Abbey's birth name was Evan Pang because his mother thought that it would be safer for him to pass as Asian. The album pulls all of those ideas into very clear focus, the ways that colonialism can restrict and define people's existence. But the album also provides the other side of this, the antidote, which is exactly what these interludes are. Speaking between generations, reconnecting and rediscovering information that would otherwise be lost. A recurring idea in Watton by Ace and Abbey is fire. In the literal sense, fire is something important to Indigenous cultures. It serves a variety of spiritual and environmental purposes. But as a visual metaphor, fire can also represent the bringing back or resistance. It can start out as small as just a spark, but with attention, care, and effort, it can grow into something transformative.
You need, leave what you can. What she told me and took my hand. We'll brave the river, wait out the storm. Hold on, I'll keep you. Oh, the
That was Watton by Isanabe. Art created by a marginalized or oppressed group of people can be an act of resistance just as a matter of creating it. Sometimes that work and the personality behind it is so powerful that its impression is felt for generations. Such is the case with our second album of today, from 1967, it's Silk and Soul by Nina Simone.
Your God has got his hat and made himself hard to find. It doesn't mean you should go crazy. It could be that way sometime. Find yourself another love who will treat you good and kind. Return the love he gives to you. So be that way sometime, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does, baby. When you think you found love and you have peace of mind, somebody else steals his heart. Yes, it also be that way sometime, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does now, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Don't let the problems of this world drive you slowly out of your mind. Just smile, look at the problem and say, be that way sometime, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does now, baby. Yes, it does, baby.
It's impossible to cover the legacy of an artist like Nina Simone on a show like this. There are other longer form literary or documentary works that can do that much better. Instead, I want to just focus on the content of these few songs and this album, Silk and Soul. It's an album that covers the sort of multitudes of being someone whose art is resistance. It's joyful, it's sad, it has a cry for empathy, and it's angry. I think these ideas are best displayed on her cover of the Billy Taylor song, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Nina's voice here gives it so much of the emotion and meaning that it needs. She's personally lamenting her situation and dreaming about how it would feel to fly away from all of the things that are dragging her down. But it's the way she gives that line in the middle of the song where she says, I wish you could know what it means to be me, that sticks out to me every time that I listen to this. The song is asking for freedom, but really, it's asking for empathy.
Say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be starting anew. Well, I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be if out my heart I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and look down at the sea. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know yet. Not sing, 'cause I know yet. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know.
Nina Simone's legacy is cemented as an iconic participant in the history of music and civil rights. And it's albums like Silk and Soul remind us that those two things are kind of one and the same. Music is an expression and documentation of human experience. It's a creator of connection and empathy. Two things that Nina understood were some of the strongest weapons against discrimination and racism.
I think what you're trying to ask is, why am I so insistent upon giving out to them that blackness, that black power, that black pushing them to identify with black culture? I think that's what you're asking. It's I have no choice over it. In the first place, to me, we are the most beautiful creatures in the whole world, black people. I mean, and I mean that in every sense, outside and inside. And to me, we have a culture that is surpassed by no other civilization, but we don't know anything about it. So again, I think I've said this before in the same interview, I think at some time before, my job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
And now we are one. Let my search of you, so that someday
was Silk and Soul by Nina Simone. The struggle for human equality and freedom is global and ongoing, and there might not be a better reminder of this than the events of the past year in Gaza. Some works of art have the ability to face down the most powerful emotions, help process, and share them. One such piece was just released in September of 2024. This is Dunya by Mustafa.
Red, but you're high and I'm crying. You're trying to forget, but it hits me every time. You pray next to me, right hand holds your left sleeve, turning our heads gently, cause when it ends we fight. And in that warm winter I withered, I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like. Promise me. be what you like. And every letter of fire you read me when I'm tired. Treat pain as a choir. Whose Lord are you naming when you start to break things? It's my only life you hold. And when you left me waiting, I thought, did you do it in the name of God? Did you do it in the name of God? In the name of God. In the name of God. محمود مدير وانت
انا
ايوه
انا
انت بقى حاجه سبحان الله انسان ومسلم.
By this point, Mustafa's face and words are fairly well known, not just to the Canadian music scene, but the wider world. Since a video of him at 12 years old performing his own poem, A Single Rose, introduced him to the world.
People at the back, I hope I'm pretty loud, and people over there, can you get in the crowd? Listen, I'm not here to be lying spitting.
Mustafa Ahmed has now gone on to be a collaborator of The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, Charlotte Day Wilson, and Omar Apollo. But here in 2024, on his new album, Dunya, Mustafa is more personal, devoted, and emotional than ever. The title of the album means life in Arabic. And for Mustafa, there's quite a lot of meaning tied up in that word. He's described this album as being, quote, about the moments leading up to people's deaths, exploring the space before that. By the time Dunya was released, that phrase had a lot of weight for Mustafa. In July of 2023, his brother was shot and killed in a neighborhood of Toronto, just blocks from where they grew up. I think that search for strength and hope in the face of an overwhelming tragedy is central to a lot of the songs on Dunya. And speaking on that relating to the release of this album, it seems like a question that's not fully resolved for Mustafa. He said, quote, I think that I feel increasingly hopeless about the kind of grief that I feel. I literally have nightmares every single night.
I will stay up through the morning, I'll be on my knees. My God, I can't sleep without you, God, in my dreams. I can't draw you, I can't paint you, oh, my eyes are weak. Oh, tell me what to think, oh, tell me what to see. I'll go anywhere to bring you closer to me. Speak to you, God. They whisper and I hear what they say. And not go away, but I hate going back home. Where Father God is raised from, where all the black magic awaits. And I questioned it, I questioned your ways. Why my arm gave up her life, why my heart always swayed. And you know I was always ashamed. Prepared for this trial, all my trials in the grave. I'll go anywhere to bring you closer to me.
I'll go anywhere to bring you closer to me. I'll go anywhere to be closer to me.
Mustafa connects his personal experience with death and his own grief to the collective grief of a people. One piece of this album that has attracted a lot of attention is the music video for the song Gaza is Calling. The video stars Palestinian-American Bella Hadid. It might feel natural to assume that the song is written about the destruction that has taken place over the past year. But in fact, Mustafa wrote the song in 2020. The song is about a Palestinian friend of his growing up and the memories of their time together. When October 7th happened, Mustafa felt conflicted about releasing the video. He said, quote, "I didn't want to try and maximize the attention on myself, so I didn't release it in the height of what was happening. It just didn't feel right to me." In the end, he said it was because of the encouragement of Bella Hadid herself to release the video. He quoted her saying, "I think people need it."
What drug did you take to look at me that way? Don't take it again. But if you do, give me part of your day. The weathering you brought me, it leaves a shadow on my finger. Hit a skinhead with it last winter. And you would be proud of me. I'm not on my knees anymore. I can really feel the floor. Let's go up north, though you have no will to. You wanna find the people who want to kill you. There's a place in your heart that I can't get into. And God is calling. It's been years since you've been back. You can't keep what's in your hands. And God is calling. Every time I say your name, there's a wall that's in the way. On a street where everyone meets, all our living rooms were aflame. But you led the way, had to hold it all and take the day. You wear that scarf like it's a fame. Always pack your mother's plates. You won't let anything else escape. And I can't write you a letter, you don't know how to read. You won't listen either, so when can I tell you how I feel? How I feel. And God is calling. It's been years since you've been back. You can't keep what's in your hands. And God is calling.
Thank you.
are a lot of big and complex emotions on Dunya, and many ways to interpret all of its aspects. Hope can be hard to come by, and even Mustafa seems to be in an unsteady emotional crossroads. But what he's made certain of is that this moment and this emotional state is documented and marked in history.
Think about you passing. Ooh. How have you found my lungs without me asking? Or in the hometown that you abandoned, hell for your hell, where you only imagine a life of love was more than the sentence. Your mother keeps asking where you have gone to stay, why you have gone away.
That was Dunya by Mustafa. Thank you for listening to Alphabet Soup. If you liked what you heard on today's show, be sure to tune in next week for more. If you'd like to listen to past episodes of the show, you can find them on radio.cfrc.ca/programs. The show is written, edited, and produced by me at CFRC in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Hayden, and I'll see you next week.
Cut. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present Sadie McFadden's deeply personal song, Grieve at 23, released on October 3rd. The song reflects on her mentorship and friendship with Prince Edward County artist Suzanne Pasternak, who passed away just over a year ago. With emotional vocals and poignant lyrics, McFadden beautifully captures the heartache of loss at a young age. The warm acoustic guitars build into uplifting, lush strings, perfectly expressing the confusion and pain of grief at such a pivotal age. Let's listen now to Sadie McFadden's Grieve at 23, right here on CFRC.
Doesn't mean I was ready for you to leave. there's no place like home. And there's no experience quite like Queens Homecoming Football live at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Whether you're in Kingston or abroad, you can experience all the excitement, intensity, and reverence of Homecoming Football live on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in on Saturday, October 19th at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff between your Queens Gaels and the Waterloo Warriors. Can Waterloo spoil the party and record their program's first win ever over the Gaels? Or will Queens ring in homecoming in style with a massive victory in front of their steadfast supporters? There's only one way to find out, and if you can't be there live, hear it all on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca.